At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know, the big NFL news this morning in my mind was the release of the Madden cover. Madden 2026 will feature Saquon Barkley leaping over the opponent when he did the backwards reverse leap against the Jacksonville Jaguars this past season. And you know what? It is the perfect moment to be a Madden cover, and it's just so iconic that he did that the same season that he wins the Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles. But I believe in the Madden curse, and so I'm excited to see a Philadelphia Eagle on the cover, donning the cover of Madden rather than a Washington Commander. Joining us right now, Commanders beat writer on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, David Harrison. What's up, David? How are you today, man?
What's up, man? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good here. So as we look at some of the notes from OTAs, our question of the day is, who can put themselves in a better spot on the depth chart? Like, who can actually rise up the depth chart the most? And we ended last segment by talking about Jacory Kroski-Merritt. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Jacory is definitely a guy, you know, who can do some good things for himself. I think that Jacory's opportunity to really shine is going to come in training camp. Like, running backs, they really got to be able to hit the hole. They really got to be able to show contact balance and ball security and all those things. And unfortunately, those types of things just don't come into play until you get to some padded practices and some contact and all those things. But yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement for him. But I think that, you know, the safety battle beside Quan Martin, like, you know, I think that, you know, I think Will Harris is a very good safety, but I think that the rotational pieces, I just continuously go back to Joe Witt Jr. and his comment of, I can't remember the number he put on it, but, you know, there's more than 11 starters on the team, on the defense. It's just a matter of who's out there when, and the situation and all that stuff dictates that. And I think that there's some room for some of these safeties and even some of these other DBs to make some headway in order to get on the field and get some playing time as part of that starting quote-unquote rotation, as it were. I think they can start showing some of that potential here in OTAs, understanding the scheme, being in the right place, making the right read, communicating properly. So I think from an OTA standpoint, those are some of the guys that can really make a big impact on their own trajectory.
Yeah, I mean, safety is a massive position for Washington, and I would have re-signed Jeremy Chinn. I've made that opinion very clear. I'm excited about Will Harris, but you're right, there's a battle behind him. Who do you think could be safety number three? Is it Tyler Owens, Jeremy Reeves? You know, who are a few of the names that could end up winning that battle?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell at this point in time, but you mentioned it. All those guys, you know, there's Rod McDaniel, like, there's an undrafted guy who I don't know who would win. I think he's more so like a hoodie grab a roster spot, kind of like Tyler Owens did last year, but now Tyler could certainly take that step forward. You know, I think it's kind of up for grabs. But I think that's what makes the intrigue about it so interesting, is there's not like a clear, you know, horse in the race that's, you know, three legs ahead or whatever, if I'm using the term. I'm not a horse race guy, so hopefully I didn't butcher that. But you know what I mean? I don't think there's necessarily like a single favorite for that third position. Dominique Hampton, you know, is going to be kind of in that mix too, as a safety hybrid linebacker type. And even it, you can even trickle down into there, like outside linebacker. You know, how many more three linebacker sets do we see this year? How many more, you know, odd front sets do we see with, you know, two outside linebackers, things like that. There's a lot that Joe Witt can do with his unit this year, and a lot of players that he can fit in different places.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You know, just a simple Google search of the Commanders OTAs, almost every article mentions Trey Amos. The Washington Commander that was selected, that dazzles in OTAs, that stands out during OTAs. Why did he fall to Washington? All the articles talking about Trey Amos. Your perspective, David.
I mean, the kids, everything is advertised, and you know, through one practice, and it is only one practice. But at the same time, you know, that's all we have to go off of. Is a very, very good debut, you know, and looking forward to seeing him again this week, and then maybe talking to some coaches. I mean, we're going to get Joe Witt, you know, for his press conference. We'll get an opportunity to talk about him and his impressions of Trey, not just from one practice, but from, you know, multiple weeks now of working with the rookie. But yeah, man, I mean, you know, first play that stood out on the OTA field, the interception that he was able to corral in from Jaden, you know, him and he and Michael Gallup get their feet tangled up, no flag, shouldn't have been a flag anyway. And you know, Michael unfortunately goes down, but Trey is able to keep enough balance to make an amazing play on the ball. I mean, to see a rookie DB, you know, in that situation, body control, mind control, coordination, all of it just on full display. I really wish we could have had it on tape. You know what I mean? I don't know if the team maybe got it, and we'll unveil it there later. But another play, you know, later on in the practice, going up against Luke McCaffrey, nearly came up with another interception, you know, on the sideline there. And then sticking with Debo, you know, he had multiple reps against Debo Samuel and looked the part. And as far as like where you can look at a rookie right now, that's kind of the biggest compliment you can pay them, is you're here with a veteran, then you're looking like you belong. You're not looking like a new guy trying to figure it out. You look like you've been here for a minute.
Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey, are they running similar routes? Are they playing different positions? Are they battling against each other on the depth chart? How do you kind of view the two?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're fairly different types of receivers. You know, they can line up certainly in the same spot. Like, I think that's where the nuances of the game really have to kind of come in the mix. Like, you can't say, you know, well, Luke lines up, you know, when he's on the field, he's primarily right side slot. And when Jalen lines up, he's primarily right side slot. So they're playing the same position, because that's just, you know, the very beginning of it. The route nuances and what they can try to do are going to be completely different. I think Jalen got more deep ability just naturally in his athletic wheelhouse. Now, that's not to say that, you know, Cliff Kingsbury can't necessarily scheme up a look that frees Luke, you know, for a deep look or two here and there, and especially when defenses aren't expecting it. Those are things that you can kind of pull out to maximize those opportunities. But I do think they have, you know, different enough skill sets, different enough styles of games that they're not necessarily going to be doing the same things, even if they play out of the same positions. But that being said, man, I mean, the great thing about what this team does, what this front office does, is, you know, they're all competing with each other, and certainly to an extent they're competing against each other. But at the end of the day, like, Jalen and Luke are both going to tell you that they each want each other to be max, you know, successful to the max, even though they understand there's only one football that can go around. And, you know, if they had their choice, you know, all seven receivers or so that are, you know, on the roster currently would get 100 catches every single year. That's not the way it's going to work, but they truly are happy for each other when they go out there and have success. So I think that as far as competing, it's, they push each other to be better because they're having that effort to be better against each other.
I'm sure all eyes were on JD5, the NFL's Rookie of the Year, and you're probably writing about him, trying to interview him, talk to coaches about him. Give us a breakdown of what you saw at OTAs from Jaden Daniels.
I mean, honestly, you know, it's kind of weird to say this, but what really impressed me about, you know, watching Jaden that first day of OTAs is that he looked like Jaden. You know, this isn't a guy that, you know, last time I got to see him was, you know, Super Bowl week. He was out there in New Orleans receiving awards and doing all that stuff. And, you know, it wasn't, wasn't, you know, one, the spotlight wasn't too big for him, but two, the spotlight also wasn't getting to him. You know, this wasn't a guy who all of a sudden was kind of having like an arrogant edge to him or anything like that. He was the same person, you know, surrounded by the same people and all that stuff. And then you see him on the practice field. And I mean, honestly, it's just like we picked up, you know, from the last practice, the last time we saw the Commanders practice to this time, if you were to tell me they were one day after each other, you know, I wouldn't have necessarily been surprised. And I think it just shows the comfortability that Jaden has in the system with the team and in his role on the team. You know, he's not going to come out here and try to force something. You know, we hear Dan Quinn and Cliff and even Jaden himself talk about further mastering the offense and really taking control of it and ownership of it. But I think Jaden also understands, like, that's going to come from the work. It's going to come from the repetition, and it's just going to come. And it's not something he's got to force and show up and, well, now it's year two, now I'm in charge, and I'm going to be the loud alpha dog in the huddle and all that. Like, he's Jaden. He's authentically himself. And then, you know, obviously, you know, she's going to get a lot of credit, but a big shout-out to Candy Waller for asking Jaden. You know, he's been through an amazing offseason, but also a very rough offseason for some personal reasons, you know what I mean? And so to make sure that he's in the right mind space, I think is really crucial and really stand up move for her to be able to do that. So I think that all that just, you know, combined, this is a guy who is fully embracing, you know, everything that's coming his way and everything that goes with his status right now. But at the same time, it's not changing who he is.
David, always appreciate you taking the time. Follow David on social media at dharrison82. Check him out as a beat reporter for the Commanders via Sports Illustrated. Thanks so much, David.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. And joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, center for the Washington Commanders, snapping the football to Jaden Daniels in the most successful season in 30 years. Very happy to welcome Tyler Biotis to the show. What's going on, Tyler?
How we doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, man, and I appreciate you taking the time to join us today. So how are you enjoying, you know, the new additions that you guys made to the offensive line, bringing in Laremy Tunsil, a right tackle, and shuffling some pieces around?
Yeah, man, it's going great. I mean, shoot, we've had a great offseason already. I mean, We've had more than a month together already. You know, we got some guys in free agency, additions to the room, and, you know, I welcomed them all in. And, no, just getting really excited for this next year coming up.
I loved how last year Dan Quinn had the motto, anybody, anywhere, anytime. And then it was brotherhood and BU in the postseason. Has he come up with anything for this upcoming season yet, Tyler?
I mean, the standard's the standard. Obviously, we have some definitely anytime, anyplace, anywhere. No, that rings home for sure. Obviously, there'll probably be some more coming up.
Could you tell, playing last season, how starving the fan base was for a winner? I mean, the home game started to absolutely be filled with Commanders fans for the first time in a long time, and win after win after win. I mean, I noticed as a radio host here, this was a fan base that was so starving for a winner.
Absolutely. No, I mean, throughout the whole season, I mean, they were a huge part, obviously, like having home field advantage and having great crowd noise for the opposing team coming into our house. That's huge. And, you know, obviously the schedule came out and we have a lot of more like primetime games. And I bet our fans will be super psyched about these night games coming up, and also just having great times where we can really get the crowd after the opposing team. So, but no, our fan base is awesome. We had a great time to be able to be with them during the draft process throughout this offseason, and obviously throughout more events coming up.
Tyler, what was your reaction to all the primetime games when the schedule was released?
I was pumped. I mean, shoot, like, you looked at our last time we played a night game at home against Atlanta, and boy, was that special. And I think everyone can attest to that. So, no, super excited. Obviously, anytime, anybody, anywhere. So,
I love that. Tyler Beato with us here from the Washington Commanders, the starting center, after just an incredible season. Was so much fun to cover this team. 12 wins for the first time in 30 years. Was there a point, was there a game, was there a play when you knew you guys were good, when you guys were legit? I mean, you've played in this league for a while now, but 12 wins is something special. Was there a moment when you knew, hey, we're a good squad this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, you definitely have an eye for things, just especially during the offseason. And then you go into camp. And I would say during the preseason run we had, and just what we put on film, we knew we could be really dynamic. And I think once we, you know, we started putting it together game one and throughout the beginning of the season, we kept raising the bar each and every week into our standard of what we can put on film and how great we can execute and be, you know, devoted to our time of our craft and technique and just discipline throughout it all. So I think, you know, just raising the standard of what we can do and who we are and what we could put on film. But that's the beauty, because each year we can get better and better. So, again, super excited to get ready. But you could tell from the beginning of it all.
Starting center for the Washington Commanders, Tyler Beato, with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Do you have a favorite moment from the Lions game? I mean, Tyler, I was a season ticket holder for 17 years with my dad. Like, that was the best game I've ever watched on TV, ever been to. My favorite victory in 30 years. Do you have a moment that sticks out from the Lions game?
I would say, you know, there was a lot of great plays in that game. Shoot, like, you know, Quan's, you know, pick that he had. You know, Terry's bubble screen. Quan's pick was a, you know, touchdown, obviously. But, like, we had a lot of great explosive runs on offense. We had a bubble to Terry that went for a touchdown. We had a lot of huge gains in the run game. But, no, I would say the biggest moment was after the game. I mean, shoot, just what we put on film. But throughout the game, you know, there's a lot of great plays out there. But I would say probably Terry's bubble screen for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
he gave him a good jab step and he was gone.
Absolutely, and it was just so cool after it felt like the Lions fans were talking smack all week long. We go into their building and just demolish them. What kind of evolution do you think the fans will see with the offense this year? You know, I've been talking about how crucial it is that this team kept Cliff Kingsbury, so you're not learning a new offense. What do you think it'll look like when the fans get to see this new evolution of the Cliff Kingsbury offense?
I'll say, like, in general, of how you can get better in the small details. I would say for us, how can we be more efficient in the run game? How can we make, you know, the lanes and the pathway for the track of the back, or even whether it be zone read or whatever the case may be, how can we block it up to a better standard of ours, but also to just how dynamic we can be. And we have a lot of pieces to our puzzle, and we're looking to bring them all out and, you know, have a great, great matchups wherever they are. And Cliff does a great job of that. But it all comes down to how we can keep meshing with technique and chemistry. And that's with working with one another, whatever position it is, but we're all 11 working on the same page each and every play. So, it just comes down to the small details and being devoted to our technique and keep on building each and every day.
Yeah, and you mentioned the standard is the standard. You've set the standard now with a 12-win regular season, and you know, you're snapping the ball to the NFL Rookie of the Year, Jaden Daniels. What do you think Jaden was told by members of the coaching staff and you know people in his inner circle that he needed to work on most for his game to develop this offseason?
I'm not really sure. I think that's a question for Coach because I wasn't in that meeting. But yeah. Whatever it is, though, he's a guy that attacks it every day, and he puts in the time and effort each and every day, each and every week. So I have full confidence whatever that may have been, he's going to be coming out to be an advantage for whatever you know, trait that may be.
Yeah, but just from your perspective, you know, you're blocking for him, and sometimes it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seconds. He's extending a play. He had this unbelievable completion percentage. He ran for 850-plus yards there. He threw the ball through the air, deep passes in the middle of the field. From your perspective, what do you think he could do to improve?
I'm not really sure. I think, you know, obviously, you know, when he has to scramble out of pocket, like I think we kind of put that on us of like, you know, we got to keep that pocket more clean for him. I think we can do a better job in that regard. So obviously you don't need him to run as much maybe as he did in regards of scrambling or when there's pressure. So for, it kind of comes back down to us making sure it's a better pocket. So, yeah, I mean, again, like I'm not really sure, it'll be great either way.
Yeah, no, but I love that answer, though, that you guys, the five monsters in front of him, the Hogs, can protect him and make sure that he can replicate what he did in an incredible rookie season. And Cliff Kingsbury's told reporters, you could tell he's stronger. There's no doubt he's throwing harder. What have you seen from Jaden Daniels, maybe just up close in person? Does he look any different?
Yeah, no, for sure. No, he's definitely put on muscle for sure. But no, just his leadership ability, I think he's coming this offseason. He's leading us, whether it be vocally or by example on the field. And no, he's been a great influence for us for sure. And with whatever we're doing, whether it be in a walkthrough setting or they're in a drill or, you know, we're doing some type of screen drill or whatever it may be, he's been leading the charge. And, you know, we have all hands on deck, especially when, you know, he's speaking. So all we got to do is protect five.
Tyler, how have you enjoyed playing for this organization? I mean, it's pretty wild to think that they were the laughingstock of the league just a few years ago, and when players graded things, they would give it Fs across the board. But things have changed with the ownership group. How have you enjoyed playing for the Commanders and representing Washington, D.C.?
No, I've enjoyed it a lot. I think, you know, obviously, you know, the offseason that came in last year, there was a lot of changes, whether it be free agency with players or obviously a new coach, a new GM, and a new ownership group. So, I mean, it was a fresh start, and we got to build it all together last year and create our standard of play. And we've had great times in the off season to build that with one another, whether it be going out to position group dinners or events that we're doing together, or like I said before, like there's like, you know, draft media. So we got to go do some of that and get out and with our fans. And obviously during OTAs, you know, there's going to be open days for fans to come out so we can connect more. And I think that's the, you know, the beauty by it is that, you know, the connection with our fans is getting stronger and stronger, you know, each and every year. And especially this year after year one. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great, obviously, time for our fans coming out this off season and going into the season after what we displayed last season. But that's the standard we hold ourselves to, you know, going back to that. But it's been great, man. It's always been a blessing for me, and always grateful, especially with the players we have and the coaching staff we have and the support staff. So it's been a great time.
Feels like you guys have a ton of team chemistry. Tyler Biotis with us here on the hotline. Let's go inside of the huddle real quick, Tyler. Your team was one of the best fourth quarter teams and one of the best fourth down teams in the NFL last season. How was it that with a rookie quarterback and brand new pieces like yourself, you guys were able to be so clutch all season long?
Yeah, I think, it, you know, you know, we prepare each and every week. I mean, for certain situations that might pop up, whether, you know, it's an example from a game that was on the other night, or, you know, there's certain situations that have been, you know, dealt with this year that maybe like how games have been called or certain situations that have brought up to our attention. So just being involved in that, and we have a great, you know, job as coaches, like put us in those positions before they even happen and being prepared. I mean, I remember last year, the Philly game, the second time we played them, and we replicate that in practice on Saturday, and there was a game-winning, you know, a touchdown pass to Crowder
right
over the middle. So, I mean, you know, it's been a great, great opportunity each and every week to keep learning and keep progressing in certain situational football. And then you look at a lot of our games and how many times they came down on the last snap or the last drive, and just being in those moments and just keying in when we're in practice of, you know, a 2-minute drill or an end of half drill, and those opportunities, you know, like a, you know, it's not maybe as big of a deal to a lot maybe other people, but like the halftime drive before we, you know, when we played the Giants the second time and the key possession right before halftime and we scored a touchdown, that momentum carries on throughout. So it's not just end of game situations or maybe fourth down, but it's all situations, whether it be end of half, a third and short, a fourth down to keep the possession going, or making a key field goal to win the game and just setting it up in the right spot. So there's been a lot of amazing opportunities of just how we visualize it before it even happens. So that's a big credit to our coaches, but you know, we're definitely dialed in on that for sure.
Yeah, that was a great answer, Tyler. I mean, the situational awareness for the team was through the roof all season long. You know, perfect practice makes perfect play. I've told you how much of a diehard fan I am, and so when the NFL had their vote on the rule change, I was upset. I need your opinion on the tush push. I hate it, but I also hate everything Philadelphia. So I will commit to stop talking smack about the tush push if Tyler Biadasz likes it. But I will continue if you don't like it. What is your thoughts?
No, I don't really have too much of an opinion. I mean, you know, you have certain situations where, you know, when you're in a key position on the goal line where you're pushing a guy in the end zone, and whether they're doing that in the open field on a fourth and short, like, just in within the rules. So it all depends on how the NFL looks at it, and obviously, like, it's staying in, and we got to keep on putting things together to defend it.
Do you feel pretty confident that with B-Rob another year, Eckler another year, and the addition to Deebo Samuel, that the rushing attack can take a step forward this year?
Absolutely, and that's what I said before, too, just how dynamic we can be. And, you know, just having all of them, whether it be they're all in this, you know, on those snaps together or they're rotating, whatever the situation may be, like, we have a lot of pieces to the puzzle, like I said before, and just how we can dial in on whatever packages we have with them, and just to make sure we have the best chemistry so we can block and be the most efficient we can be with whatever the play may be called, whether it be a pass, run, read option, whatever it is. But just being the most efficient we can be and knowing what the cards play where they play.
That was Commanders center Tyler Biadasz. Tyler Badass. Tyler, thank you so much for joining the show today, man. I really appreciate it, and I love watching you play.
I appreciate it, Am. Thank you.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Back like I never left. I'm so glad to be back on the airwaves after a week of vacation. I promise not to leave you guys again until late August. And we're reacting to the Commanders OTAs on the show today. If you missed it, we had Tyler Biadasz, the starting center for the Washington Commanders, on the show today at 1 p.m. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. I know John tweeted me that he wants to call in about the Commanders. Tris is on the line. We'll get back into the Commanders next, but I wanted to talk NBA Finals as we go out on the fast break with AWOD, talking all things NBA basketball.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Broken it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the fast break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
All right, Stubba, I need your help here for a second here as you can chime in as a Gen Z, a younger generation listening to the show. TikTok and the NBA have one thing in common right now, and that is the butterfly effect. For some reason, all over TikTok, Instagram, Reels, anywhere you look, Facebook, there's all these people talking about the butterfly effect. Stubb, do you have any reason why the butterfly effect is so popular right now on social media?
I am completely not hip to this trend.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm aware of what it means, but I haven't seen any of these.
It's the idea that something small, like getting coffee, can have much larger effect, altering your career, your life. The butterfly effect is a property of our incredibly complex, deeply interconnected world, such as one small occurrence can influence a much larger, complex system. And if for some reason it's all over social media, the butterfly effect, right? A singular change that leads to unpredictable, far larger impacts. For this year's finals, the butterfly effect is the Paul George effect, the 9-time NBA All-Star. Really cool story by Justin Tinsley of ESPN on the butterfly effect, a.k.a. the Paul George effect, for this year's NBA Finals. Check this out. Paul George, who's one of the greatest Pacers of all time, it really is. He was an All-Star there, gave them postseason success. In 2017, he wanted out. It was very clear that he wanted to go to his hometown of L.A. or to go to a team that he felt like could push through and win a championship. And it kind of shocked everybody when it wasn't the Lakers, the Clippers. It was the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2017 made a blockbuster trade around the deadline for Paul George. All right, they sent Victor Oladipo from the Thunder to the Indiana Pacers and Domantas Sabonis from OKC to the Pacers. The Pacers, with Oladipo and Sabonis, weren't as good as Paul George. As simple as that. The Pacers then missed the playoffs the next 3 years after trading Paul George, and it was clear they were entering a rebuild. All right? OKC traded for Paul George so they could go and try to win a title with the combination of Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook, and Paul George. They didn't have that much success in 2017 and 2018, getting eliminated by the Portland Trailblazers. So in July of 2019, the Oklahoma City Thunder trade Paul George to the LA Clippers. The Clippers were all in to try to make a blockbuster trade to pair Paul George with Kawhi Leonard, who they had signed in the offseason. It was a blockbuster 5 draft pick trade. All right? Part of that trade that Oklahoma sent Paul George to LA, they received 5 draft picks. They've nailed most of them, including one of their starters in Jalen Williams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who had just finished an impressive rookie season, finishing 10th in the rookie voting for Rookie of the Year. The rebuild, all of a sudden, was on for the Thunder with 5 picks and their point guard of the future in SGA. Fast forward to 2020. Tyrese Halliburton is drafted by the Sacramento Kings. He plays 2 years for the Kings. He is a point guard on the rise. They have 2 guards, though, in the backcourt, De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton. They made the mistake. They trade Halliburton. They send him to the Pacers. In return, they get Domantas Sabonis. They believe the pairing of Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox will take him to the next level. Turns out it didn't work. Didn't work for the Kings at all. Pacers, though, huge, huge trade for them to get Tyrese Halliburton, who ends up being the point guard of the future for them. And this story isn't really a knock on Paul George, but it does show you, if you sell at the right time, you can get a haul back and start the rebuild the right way. Paul George is one of the greatest Pacers. He is an all-NBA two-way player, great three-point shooter, can drive and can defend at a high level. But he's not a point guard like Tyrese Halliburton and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And so these NBA finals that will start on Thursday are 8 years in the making, because the butterfly effect, the Paul George trade, is the reason that Oklahoma City got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the young core that includes Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren and the best record in the Western Conference. They advanced to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2012. And the Indiana Pacers would not have been able to get back to this level for the first time since Reggie Miller if they had not traded Paul George for Sabonis, which ended up then leading to Sabonis being traded for Tyrese Halliburton. So Paul George played for both of these franchises and was the catalyst in the major blockbuster trades that led to the starting point guards that have led these two franchises to the NBA Finals. The Paul George effect is the butterfly effect in the NBA. And I think it's a really cool story because it shows you, you know, how intelligent general manager Sam Presti is for the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Paul George trade didn't work. They traded for Paul George. They tried to run it with Westbrook, PG, and Carmelo Anthony. But what? Here's what they did that was very smart. Although it didn't work, they got Paul George to sign an extension with the Thunder, so they held his rights, and he didn't become a free agent. And so, even though it didn't work, they were able to pivot and trade him to the Clippers, and they get SGA and all these young pieces. And yet, on the Indiana side of things, they traded Paul George, and they got Sabonis, and they got Victor Oladipo, and they attempted it with those two. It didn't work. They were able to quickly pivot and trade Sabonis to the Kings. So a couple franchises look really good in this situation, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. A couple franchises look awful, the Clippers and the Sacramento Kings. And Sacramento, that's the biggest thing that sticks out to me in this, is that they had De'Aaron Fox, they had Tyrese Halliburton. Now they don't have either of those guys. And it's not that De'Aaron Fox is having the most success, but he's going to be on an exciting San Antonio team next season with Victor Wembanyama. And you look how Halliburton has just been the perfect guard for this Indiana Pacers team. So the finals are set. Tip-off Thursday. The Thunder are massive favorites. Minus 700 on several sports books. I have placed an official wager on the Indiana Pacers plus 500. I give the nod to the Thunder in the backcourt with SGA. He's just better than Tyrese Halliburton. There's the reason he's your MVP. He's probably a better scorer at going to the basket, better mid-range shot. I'll give Halliburton the three-point shot. But to me, the reason I'm picking the Pacers to win the finals is Pascal Siakam. I think Pascal Siakam is the massive X factor that you're not going to be able to stop him with Jalen Williams. You're going to have to do maybe a combination of Chet Holmgren or Isaiah Hartenstein, because I think he has the length to score over Williams and to score over the other small forwards on the Oklahoma City Thunder. So I'm fired up for this NBA Finals. It's cool to have, you know, Indiana, who hasn't been there in so long since Reggie Miller, for Oklahoma City. I love the VCU angle. Eric Maynor played in the NBA Finals that the Oklahoma City Thunder made in 2012 when they had Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. Eric Maynor, a VCU legend, is now an assistant coach 13 years later as the Oklahoma City make it back to the Finals. No Russell Westbrook, no Kevin Durant, no James Harden. It's a new big three of Jalen Williams, SGA, and Chet Holmgren. But the one key piece in my mind I think is really cool is Eric Maynor was part of the franchise's last two trips to the NBA Finals. So part of me wants to root for Eric Maynor to get the ring, but I believe in the Pacers, and I believe in the bet that I made. It's a best-of-seven series, and I don't think it's going to be one in four or five games. I do expect this to go six or seven. The series will begin on Thursday, next game Sunday, and then it will be the travel to Indiana, so you'll get a travel day, next game Wednesday, then Friday, another travel day as they play again on Monday, game six, if necessary. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local here on Mondays from Capitol Ale House till 3 p.m., and that's when Burger Night begins, 3 p.m. to midnight. Cheeseburger for $2.95, or add bacon and beer cheese, like I like to do, for $3.95. It's time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. And the question of the day has been, who can rise up the depth chart the most? Commanders are beginning phase three. They're out there at OTAs. Another practice today. Who can rise up the depth chart the most? I'll tell you, the three standouts from OTAs, it was Trey Amos. The number one, I think it's by far. He looked the part. He had an interception. I mean, that's massive. This guy's going to be under a lot of pressure, in my mind, to perform given the failure of Emmanuel Forbes. It's great to see him have a good start to OTAs. Then we heard Mikey Sainristil was flashed and flying all over the field and more confident in his abilities this season. And third, Jaden Daniels, who, according to the Commanders' website, appears slightly more muscular and has clearly been putting in the work to stay at the top of his game this offseason, and that deserves some credit. So I love to hear that. I am very interested to see how Jacory Kroski-Merritt can rise up the roster, the running back that was selected late in the NFL draft. And it is a crowded running back room that includes B-Rob Eckler, and you bring in Deebo Samuel to go along with McNichols and Chris Rodriguez from last season's roster. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Let's go to Tris in Richmond. Tris, you're on the Fan with AWOD. What's up, buddy?
Hey, hey Tris, first of all, my tech just kind of cracked out, but I'm going to try to do this the best I can. I have 3 points, if you don't mind. I'm really excited about the Commander season. I hope that you can hear me. When the draft happened, I think all of us were expecting an edge rusher or a corner, but the pick of Josh Connerly was a bit of a surprise. And as I've kind of looked at that, I think this was the best selection. I think about the last season. Think about how Jaden handled situations, and if he could just have 2 more seconds, and think about how much more dynamic this offense could be with that situation. I think that adding Tunstall and adding Connerly to the right tackle position, eventually after Tunstall retires to the left tackle, I think that is going to be monumentally, it's going to make the Commanders the best offense that has ever been seen, because we already know what Jaden is, there was limited time that he had to do that, and he's going to have much more time this year. And I think that's something to be considered this season. The other thing I wanted to talk about, I have 3 points. The other thing is, there's some funny stuff going on with AP and DQ with their thoughts on defense. No one understands what's going on with the Kinlaw thing. Like, they offered that guy the money they did. Nobody else would have offered that. So they're going to do some stunts. There's going to be some alternative defense things that are going to happen this year. I really believe that. They might still land an edge, but they did that really early. Like, that was a targeted move, okay? I think that's a targeted move, and I think that kind of directs or at least informs what they're going to do on offense. We don't really know why. But the one thing that Kinlaw does really well is penetrate. Like, he's a really good penetrator. So I don't know if he's going to be an elephant edge or whatever, but they're going to do some innovative stuff on defense.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I wanted to say, I just have a feeling about Jalen Lane. I just have a feeling about Dan Lane. It's not going to be immediate. I think it could be week 8, week 6, week 10. I think they're going to ease him in. I think he's going to be the punt returner week 1. But that guy could entirely become, like, I see him as the same guy as Deebo Samuel, but with speed instead of brutality.
Yeah.
I see him as a thunder and lightning kind of player.
And, I hope so, Tris.
I appreciate you. What you thought about that.
Yeah, no, great stuff, Tris. I want to respond to all of it. I appreciate you calling in. Phone lines are always open, 833-804-0910. And, Tris, those were 3 really interesting points, so I appreciate you chiming in. I'm going to try to touch on all of them right now. So, number one, I think you're right with Javon Kinlaw. Like, that guy, he has a connection to Adam Peters in San Francisco. Certainly Peters believes in this guy. He believes in a lot of guys on the roster. That's why they ended up in Washington. I think Frankie Louvu, you certainly point to as another guy that Peters believed in to give him a contract to come here to Washington. But they went after Kinlaw as soon as free agency started in the offseason. They certainly feel like he's going to be a big piece on the defensive side of the ball, improving the run stopping, but also as a penetrator as well. I'm with you on Jalen Lane. I think that's, you know, not even that hot of a take. It feels like everybody that's a Commanders fan is all in on Jalen Lane. It's pretty obvious at Virginia Tech he didn't have a good enough quarterback throwing him the ball. He is very shifty and quick, and I think he's punt returner number one. He's on my list of guys that could jump up the depth chart throughout OTAs, minicamp, and training camp, because I think there's a spot at wide receiver 3. And the last thing you pointed to was the draft pick that Washington made with Josh Connerly. We keep saying, if everything that Adam Peters does is correct, the group that Jaden Daniels took to the conference championship game, will be the worst collection of talent he ever plays with. And so to think, like, wow, did we upgrade the wide receiver room enough? Did we upgrade the tight end room enough? Well, we upgraded the offensive line. And so if Jaden Daniels took the weak talent we had last season on the roster to the conference championship game, think about how good he could do if he has another millisecond, he has another split second in the backfield to make his decision, to make up his mind before he releases the pass. The improved offensive line, I do think, was the biggest goal for this offseason. It also helps Jaden hopefully stay healthy for the foreseeable future. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM. In case you missed it, we had Tyler Biadasz on the show earlier today. The Commanders gave us 15 minutes with the starting center. We're going to run that back next on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.